This little piece of Gemara over here again is somewhat of a continuation, and it seems like a very innocent piece of Gemara, but there's some one or two points that are very, very difficult to understand. Maybe together we could try to clarify them, but let's take it slowly from the beginning. So we're in the first wide line of the Gemara of Avim Abayz. Amar of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. So Nachman says the name of Shmuel. Gag ha-samuch l'chatzer chavero ose lo ma'ake gavoa dalet amos. If you have a roof that is next to the courtyard of somebody else, makes a fence, a wall of 4 amos. Makes a wall of 4 amos. So what does that mean? That
a house, right? This is a house, and this is a gag,
and this is a, and the gag is samuch to the chatzer.
So the chatzer, I guess it's on a hill going up, something like this. So that the house is up here, and somehow the chatzer is over here. Something like that, more or less. Not the best depiction, but that's what's going on. So if you have a gag over here and a chatzer over here, so if Nachman says the name of Shmuel, Oselo, he makes for him a makia of dalet amos. Who is making for whom? Right, Oselo, he makes for him. So they're not building it together. Why are they not building it together? Aren't they right next to each other? Right, because it's not chatzer to chatzer. Chatzer to chatzer, you have to build it together. Gag to chatzer, you do not have to build it together. So who is obligated to build it? Meaning, who, this, it's a dalet amos wall. Dalet amos, right, we're going to need this a little bit later, but right, dalet amos wall, right, is code word for Hezek Re'ia. So who is damaging whom and therefore has to build it? So the Balagag is damaging the Balachatzer. Why? Because of the Sfar that we talked about yesterday and also back earlier in the Gemara, that you don't use the Gag as much as you use the Chatzer. So you need to build a Idalid Amos fence here, and the Balagag is the one who has to build the fence. Why? Because he is the mazik. It's a unidirectional hezek, even though they're on the same level, right? The same ground level. Good? So far, that makes sense. This is
Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel.
So Rashi, Gavoa Arba Amos, we should mezigriya. So Rashi filled in for us. When you have a 4 amos wall, we know why, because of mezigriya. Good. That is case number or statement number one. Continues the Gemara. Abim bin gag ligag lo. Bin gag ligag lo.
So now, right? Bias. Gag, gag. This is the case that we were referencing yesterday. We had a case where the two gagim were separate. And gag with gag, nothing. Right? There's no chiyuv to build a mechitza. Why is there no chiyuv to build a mechitza? Because A, it's not used so frequently, and B, you can sense the presence of the other person in order to protect yourself, so that when you do want to use it, and he's not there all the time, you'll know not to use it. Good?
This is Orav Nachman Amar Shmuel.
Abba Ben Gag, we got Rashi says, Lo Tzarech, you don't need to, Gedarmin and Bishmaitz and Kamaitz, like we said at the beginning of the Gemara, beginning of the Perek. Chatzer Kviya Tashmishev, Gag, Kviya Tashmishev, Lo Yadam, Yadam, the Saga, the Stan Minach. I have no way, when you're on the Gag, and I'm in my Chatzer, I have no way of protecting myself. When you're in the Gag, and I'm in the Gag, as Tosos referenced a little bit yesterday, in the Tosfos Bishnei, right? They could sense each other's presence. Okay. So far, so good. V'Rav Nachman didei amar eino zokuk l'dalet amos avo zokuk l'mechitzas asara. So Rav Nachman himself, this is Rav Nachman or Shmo, Rav Nachman himself says, right? In the case of right, bias, gag. You need mechitza sasara. Right, this is Rav Nachman himself.
Ein zokuk lo, says Rashi, bein gag legag la'arba amos gova. You don't need. Between God, in Zaglob and God, God, Ramos Gova, but there's no Rashi on this. In Zaglob, Gadara, Mosav Zaglob, Mechitza Zasara. So, the Gemara wants to know what is this Mechitza Zasara? We haven't really had a Mechitza Zasara up until now. So, what are we talking about? Why are you putting up a fence? We know Hezekiah. What is this fence all about?
If the purpose is because he's arguing on Shmuel, and he's a new Shmuel saying there's no Hezek Re'iyah when you have two Gagin, I'm going to tell you there is Hezek Re'iyah when there are two Gagin right next to each other. And therefore, we have to put up the regular Mechitzas, Dalad Amos, that we always have to. So, Ila Hezek Re'iyah, Arba Amos, Bainan. And it's not going to be sufficient to have a Mechitzas, Yud.
Oh.
Nitvas alav giganav. It's to know if the person is trying to rob you. B'mesifas ba'amisagi. You don't even need. And again, this svara, we're gonna have to figure out what this means, right? What does this mean? Nitvas alav giganav. So Rashi says, she'imikanes lifnim and amachutz l'shem geneva nichnas. If he comes and trespasses past the machitza, it will be clear that his intention is to steal. So apparently, you need to have an appropriate marker to stop the person or to make it clear that the person is trying to steal from you. But for that, you only need a Masivas Bama, which again is some sort of, whether it's pegs or something like that, some sort of demarcation. Ile Gedoyim. It can be a different size mechitza that's going to prevent the animals from sneaking through again, which is a discussion in Maseches Sukkah. So this doesn't seem to line up with any reality that we know. So what on earth is Rav Nachman talking about? That's a shayla de Gemara. Rav Nachman told us we need a mechitza sasara, and we don't know why. We don't know why. Answers the Gemara. Really, you need it because you want to make it clear the guy, if he comes in, is stealing. But if you only had a mesifas, he could make an excuse for himself. And Omar, I'm looking in my mitzurah, I'm looking at my boundaries, I'm staking out exactly where it is, and I accidentally went onto yours a little bit. But I'm not trying to steal anything. Mechitza sasara, but you have a mechitza of 10 tvachim, again, what's it called? Close to 40 inches. Lodzotzi mishtamiklei. You're not going to be able to make any excuses. Rashi. V'lomar, chibetz novam yodiyag yachman, if not the etzogalit lo. You're not going to say, oh, something fell there, and I'm just trying to get it. Good? So far, so good. I think. Right?
So far the machloka seems to be, when you have two gagim next to each other, is it necessary to put up a mechitzas yud because of nitfas alav kiganav? Again, we're going to have to figure out what nitfas alav kiganav means. We're going to have to figure that out. But that seems to be the machlokas at this point. Then the Gemara asks Akasha. Says the Gemara, Meisvei, Im hoya chatzero lemala migaga shel chavero ein is kokin lo. Im hoya chatzero lemala migaga shel chavero. If the chatzer is higher, so here is the chatzer, and the bias for the chatzer is over here somewhere, and down here lower on the mountain is bias number two, and therefore there's a gog over here. Right, so the chatzer is above the gog. Chatzer is above the gog. Over here, the chatzer and the gog, even though they're usually at different levels or on the same level, here it's the opposite of what's normal. Right? Usually the gog is above the chatzer, but here the chatzer is above the gog. So you have Reuven living over here, and Shimon living over here. Says the Braisa, Ain is kakin lo. Ain is kakin lo. What does that mean? Ain is kakin lo. Ain is kakin lo. Now, if you notice, Rashi has a slightly different girsa. I have to see if that's important. What does Rashi say? Ain zokuk lo. Right? So Rashi is certainly talking in the singular. In the singular. This, the way I have Gemara is not as clear. What's the kasha of the Gemara? What's the kasha of the Gemara? This is a mesve. So this case of the chatzer above the gag is being brought by the Gemara as a kasha. So says the Gemara, my lab ain't his kakin lo klal. Doesn't this mean that you don't have to build anything? And Gemara answers, lo, ain't his kakin dal ramos, his kakin mechitza asara. No, it doesn't mean dal ramos, rather means mechitza asara. Who is the Gemara asking a question on? Who is the Gemara asking a question on? What is the question? And what is the... and what is the answer? What is the question? And what is the answer? That's what we need to. That's what we need to figure out. So let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Ein zokuk lo." I'm sorry. In ma'isa chatzir lemal megaga shachaveiro shekarka hachatzir gavo mekarka bayis. Right. What we drew there: the earth from the house, and the chatzir is above the gag. Ain zakuk lo, balachatzer lasos lo mechitza bein chatzer legag. The balachatzer is not required to build a mechitza between the chatzer and the gag. To give on the gag lo kviya tashmishe noach lizar mishchina shelo yiruhu. Because since the gag is below the chatzer, so you would have thought now the chatzer has the better view of the gag. So even though normally we assume that the gag is more damaging to the chatzer, not the chatzer to the gag, here I might have said, but the chatzer is looking straight down in the gag. So maybe he has to put up mechitzas asara. I'm sorry, mechitzas dalet amos. He's being mazik him. No. Ein zakuk lo. The Baal HaChatzer does not have to make a mechitza. Ein zakeh lo. Baal HaChatzer to Baal HaGag. So what's the kasha of the Gemara? What's the kasha of the Gemara? What's the Gemara asking on? What's the kasha of the Gemara? This is a mesve. Right? A mesve means the Gemara is asking a kasha on somebody. So who's the Gemara asking a kasha on? What's the kasha? What's the kasha of the Gemara? So it sounds like from the answer of the Gemara, right? Even if you're not sure what the kasha is, the answer of the Gemara was no. Ein zakuklo for Hezekiah, but yes for Asar Tvachim. So we only know of one daya that holds they need a mechitza of Asar Tvachim. That's Rav Nachman. So obviously the kasha of the Gemara was on Rav Nachman, right? So now what's that kasha? What's that kasha? If ein zakuklo meant the Baal Chatzer does not have to go to the Baal Gag, means that we assume that according to Rav Nachman, the Baal HaChatzer Rav Nachman would say the Baal HaChatzer has to build a small fence above the Baal HaGag. Not a Dalet Amos fence for Zagriya, but a Nitvas Lokiganov. The Kasha of the Gemara is that it sounds like he doesn't have to do anything. Gamash would not know he has to build, does not have to build Dal, he has to build Yod. Very good. Does the Baal HaGag have to build anything for the Baal HaChatzer?
Can't see it.
Can't see it. Well, that lechora depends. Right? Depends on how high this is. If this is 3 inches. Right? Lechora depends. But Ein Zakuk Lo is in the singular. So it could be, according to Rashi, Ein Zakuk, and again, we're talking Ein Zakuk Lo for Hezekiah. So it could be that Baal HaGag does have to put up a fence for Hezekiah to the Baal HaChatzer. Because we know the fact that the Baal HaChatzer does not do the Baal HaGag, that's not such a chiddush generally. But we know that it can go in one direction because that's over here. The only kasha of the Gemara is, maybe if you read Rashi this way, the kasha of the Gemara was, okay, I understand when the chatzer is next to the gag, so then we're going to say that the Baal HaChatzer is not mazik the Baal HaGag, it doesn't have to build a mechitza. But if the chatzer is above the gag, so maybe then there is Hezekiah. And from the gag to the chatzer, of course there's Hezekiah. Of course there's Hezekiah. So how do you read it? How do you read it? So again, it seems to be that one could be medayik in Rashi, that in Zakuk Lo is that there's no obligation Hezekiah from chatzer to Gag, from Gag to chatzer. Why shouldn't there be? Why shouldn't there be? Oh. So let's see Rabbeinu Yonah. Let's see Rabbeinu Yonah. So it says Rabbeinu Yonah, Meisveit on page Kuf. Do you have the Ozvahadar one? Meisveim Haisach Atzil Man Rav Shalavir and Zakuk Lomayin Lav and Zakuk Lav V'ilu the Rav Nachman. V'ilu Rav Nachman. Again, a few of you asked, both in the Rimagash, the Rayana, why is he spelling it out? He's spelling it out because it's not so pashut what the kasha is. It's not so pashut. V'ilu Rav Nachman Zakuk Lav L'mechitza Asara. That's the kasha. Was that according to Rav Nachman, the Baal HaChatzer should still have to build to the Baal HaGag a mechitza of Asara? Because why is that any better than being Gag L'Gag, where Rav Nachman said that you have to build the mechitza of Asara? U'braisa stomach asani. And the braisa is written stam. Da'afidu ha'isach ha'seir l'malu me'gagu she'chaveru l'tvachayim o'tevach in Zakuk Lav. Ah! The braisa doesn't tell us how big the delta is over here, right? What are we talking about? Maybe we're assuming, oh, it's Gavoa. Maybe it's 6 inches higher. Maybe it's 6 inches higher. I said, what's the bench? Okay, well, the Baal Chazir is still going to have a better view of the Baal HaGan. Maybe it's 2 feet higher. The Braisa is written in Stama. It doesn't tell us. If it is critical for the halacha of the Braisa that it must be a certain height, the Braisa should have said it. So if maybe you were assuming when you read it, oh, this is probably like Dalet Amos or something like that. Then it's called Ikar Chasar Min HaSefer. It doesn't say it. How can we leave out that detail? It sounds like Ein Zokok Lo, no matter what. Maybe this is 1 foot. Is that a chiddush? Okay, same, that's not such a chiddush. So 2 feet. But at some point, only Dalet Amos is a chiddush? It needs to say it. So says Rav Yonah, it sounds like, no matter what the difference is, even if, because again, what's he implying? He's saying, well, maybe you're going to say that you don't need a v'nitfasalat kiganav if it's a very big difference. But this halacha is true if it's a smaller difference. So the Orev of Nachman is going to say that ben gag legag, you need to have a mechitza v'asara in order to at least take care of the nitfasalat kiganav. And the Braisa here is saying that you don't need it when the Chatzir is maybe even 2 tfachim above the Gag. So Rav Nachman is clearly wrong. Wow. That's...
Can you repeat the Chiddushim for Yonah? I wasn't
attached to that. He didn't say his Chiddushim. Right? He explains the Kasha. Or what Yonah is saying is this. The Braisa does not tell us how big this difference is. And therefore, the Kash of the Gemara is that maybe this is only a small difference. And this is only a small difference, then why would it be necessary there to build a mechitza or of a Sarat Vachim and not necessary over here? Elamai, there's no such thing. Mechitza is
less than 10 Tvachim.
If this difference is less than 10 tvachim, yeah. So he doesn't say what it is. He says it could even be tvachayim, even to 2 tvachim. But that's the kashan of Nachman.
But if it was, like, per se, like 12 tvachim...
We have to see from the continuation. But again, the point is that the Braisa does not distinguish. Right? A Braisa stomach is a few words of the stomach in Zokoglo. V'asikna, and then we conclude, Ein zakakul l'daramos, v'a zakakul mechitza asara. That no, when it says Ein zakaklo, that means that the Baal Chatzir is not obligated to build a Hezek Re'iya full 4-amon wall for the Baal HaGad. A small asara tvachim, maybe. That's open. Nachman can say that if he wants. That's not the subject of the Braisa. V'yafagav de Baal Chatzir hu de Ein zakaklo l'Baal HaGad. Even though the Baal HaChatzir is not obligated to do it for the Baal HaGag, Debraisa Elyon Kaima. The only focus of the Braisa is to talk about the guy on top. Who's the guy on top? The Baal HaChatzir. The Kasani Reisha, because the beginning of that Braisa said, Beis Chatzir Zulim Al Mizulo Yomar Ha Elyon. The topic is the Elyon. We're not talking now yet about the obligations from the Gag guy to the Chatzir guy. The Baal HaGag, who's lower down, he certainly has to build a mechitza for the Baal HaChatzir. Like this case. Why should this case, right, where we said the Baal HaGag has to build the Dalet Amos, be any different than this case? Now, the only differential you can create is if this is greater than Dalet Amos, then we have what to talk about. But the Braisa didn't say that. So if the Braisa is going to be true even by less, then it should be the exact same thing as this. And that's not the kasha of the Gemara. So why is that not the kasha of the Gemara? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, because the subject of the Braisa, and the reason that it's written in the singular, Ein Zakaklo, is that the subject of the Braisa is only the guy who's higher up. Elyon. So we're only talking about right now the obligation of the Chatzir to the God. Whatever the God to the Chatzir, that's obvious. Of course he has to build a wall. Vaday zog lo balchot zog min megay zog zog the came and chid and balagam mechit zog avol dal ramos harim mikos lo kigano v'shuvin sara v'mechit zasa sara. The only obligation that Malagad is going to have is the Dalai Lama's one. What about the Ten Tvachim one? Well, the Ten Tvachim is subsumed onto the Dalai Lama's. If you build the Dalai Lama's one, then you're also building a Ten Tvachim one. So you're simultaneously going to take care of Hezek Re'iyah, and Nitvasalav Kiganov. Yishlomar hachikamar in zakaklo l'sai. So what does it mean in zakaklo? Because now what he's saying is, but wait. We use that the Baal HaChasid doesn't have to build a 10 tefach mechitza for the Baal HaGag. But we just said that the Baal HaGag, let me just draw another picture. Maybe it's going to pull it. Right? What was that picture again? Oops. There we go. So, right, we have the bias, we have the chutzer, and we have the gag, right? Now let's say that the drop over here, right? Let's say the drop over here is 2 feet. It's 2 feet. Okay? Let's call it one amma. We're just talking in Torah terms for a second. Right, so it's one amma. One amma, it's not a youth. Now, if anything I just said, does the Baal HaGag have to build a mechitza of Dal Tvachim? Yeah. And what's the chiddush of the Braisa? That the Baal HaChatzer has to build the mechitzas asara. Now watch, look what happens. The Baal HaGag builds his mechitzas in one amma. So now his mechitza goes up until here, to Alad Amos. Does the Baal HaChatzer still have to build the mechitzas asara? No. It's already included. So how can you have both things be true? Rav Yonah kind of asks on himself. Right? If it's true, again, he doesn't spell this out in so many words. We can read it back inside in a second. But he says that the Braisa was only talking from the perspective of the person on top. So the Braisa tells us the Baal HaChatzer, Ein Zakaklo, does not have to build the Mechitza of Dalat Amos. He just needs to build the Mechitza of Ten Tvachim. But the Baal HaGag certainly has to build the Mechitza of Dalat Amos. Wait! If the Baal HaGag has to build the Mechitza of Dalat Amos, then in what scenario is it going to be true that the Baal HaChatzer has to build the Mechitza Surah, which is how Rav Nachman weaseled his way out of this Braisa? So being able to don't worry, he answers the kasha on himself. Yesh lomar hachi gomar. Ein zakuk lo. So when it says ein zakuk lo to build the Mechitza Dalet, ein zakuk lo sayu b'dalet amos, shechayu b'al agag libnos. He's not obligated to help the Baal HaGag build the Mechitza Dalet. When it says he has to build a mechitza asara in this case, he does not actually have to build a mechitza asara. Because it's correct. The wall of the Dalet Amos will take care of his mechitza asara. But you know what he does have to do? He has to pay for 10 tzvachim of wall. Because 10 tzvachim, or probably doesn't have to pay, probably has to split it. Right, there's no reason they should pay for it unilaterally, but he has to split the cost of the first 10 tefachim on the wall, because on that they are equals. One is building it because of Hezek Re'iyah, one is building it because of Nitvas Olav Kegana, but they meet. And therefore, the way Rabbi Yonah reads this Gemara, is that the Maskana, really the Baal HaGag, the guy down here, he's the one doing construction, he's building Mechitzas Dalet. Ain't Zakaklo to pay for the Mechitza's Dalet, but you have to pay towards the 10 Tvachim of the wall. That's how Rabbeinu Yonah reads this Gemara. You're dying.
If the space between the Baal HaChatzar and Baal HaGan was more than Baal HaAmos, would the Baal HaChatzar still have to do the Asar Tfachim, but the Baal HaGan
Good. Good. Let me just repeat the question, make sure everybody understood it. If the gap between the upper and the lower is greater than the wall that's necessary for Hezek Re'iyah, then the Orah we have what we'll call a natural Hezek Re'iyah wall. If that's the case, would the Baal HaChatzar have to build his, still have to build Mechitza Sara? The Pashas according to Rabbeinu Yonah is that he should. That he should. Because again, the reason they asked to build the Mechitza Sara is because of this Nitvasil of Kigar, which again, we don't fully understand what that means yet. But if that is a true reality, then the Torah he would have to build it. The Torah he would have to build it. Excellent.
Yeah. Also, at a certain point, though, I mean, even Dal Almas is like a significant height, but at a certain point, he's trying to be able to use the excuse, like, yeah, I just stumbled over here or whatever.
Right, so we have to understand exactly what the Tzvot Kaganov is in order to see that. But right, it could be, you know, if it's you know, 20 feet drop, and then maybe it's not as relevant. Yeah, so where to draw that line is not 100% clear. This is how, presumably Rashi, again, Rashi is just from a deal, Rabbeinu Yonah was explicit how he reads the Gemara, and this is not how the Rimagash reads the Gemara. So now the Rimagash reads the Gemara. How does the Rimagash read the Gemara? He reads it like this. Says the Rimagash. Amar Nagun Amar Shmuel, on page 30, if you have it. Here is, he goes, he says, that's a little Ruben, the Malam Echatzer, which is Shimon, right? Our picture. The Chatzer of Ruben is above the Chatzer of Shimon, right? Okay, and which Shenim Zekako is Chatzer Ruvein Mishavim Gago Shel Shimon. I'm sorry, we don't need that part for us now. Fine. Vosvina Na Leder Rav Nachman. We ask on Rav Nachman a Beit Kof. This is the Kash, the Meisve. The Amar Tzvira Nazal Ben Gav Megav Melitzer Zer Mishavim Dosal Kigan. A Beit between in this case, right? Rav Nachman said between God and God. You have to build a mechitza of 10 tvachim. So the Gemara is asking on that. This time, I said, I'm not going to be going to say, ain't zaka go, kloma. Im amar echad in the chaver ase mechitza. If one of these two guys, Reuven or Shimon, said to the other one, you got to make a mechitza. Ain't zaka go. You don't have to listen to the other guy. So if Reuven tells Shimon about the mechitza, or Shimon tells Reuven about the mechitza, you say, go fly a kite. Buzz off. You know nothing to do with me. Why? Why? Oh. Ain't Zaka go. Why? Lefisha ain't Shem Hezek Re'iyah. There is no Hezek Re'iyah in this case. No me Reuven. Again, this is like, the Gosh spells everything out for us. It's as clear as day. No me Reuven al Shimon, v'lo me Shimon al Reuven. There's no in either direction. Why? Lo me Reuven al Shimon. There isn't any Hezek Re'iyah from Reuven to Shimon. Reuven again is the Chatzar guy, who's above, to the Gag. Lefisha Gag ain't but there, because they say Hezek Re'iyah. Right? It's pashut that there's no Hezek Re'iyah this way, because there's never Hezek Re'iyah from a Chatzar to a Gag. Right? Same as here. When they're on the same level, there was no Hezek Re'iyah. So the Rimagash says it's the same thing if the Chatzar is above. There is no Hezek Re'iyah looking onto a God. Or potentially being able to look onto a God. I, Venlomi Ruben al Shimon. I'm sorry. Venlomi Shimon, not from the Baal Gag to the Baal Chatzar Ruben. Sherry Gag of the Matta Mechatzar Sherry Venu. Ve'eno Yachaliros, Venu Klum Bechatzar. Because he can't see up. Oh. So he just made a pretty big okimta. He's obviously assuming that this is not a one amma little gap. Because he's saying you can't see up. You can't see up. But that's how he's reading it. But if you hold up between Gog and Gog, you should smell anyone here. How? Well, the eat the Shimon ends up with Reuven. I understand that Shimon doesn't have to do anything for Reuven. Why not? Why not? Shekev Shigago Lemata Mechatzeru. Because since he's on the bottom, ain't good luck with the Hezekriah. There's no Hezekriah because, as he just said, he can't see up. Alright, what about Nitfasel of Gagano? We all did this of Gagano, and not because you're going to appear like you're stealing. There's a wall here! The natural wall. The natural wall is making it clear that it's what? But over here, do it. I'm sorry. Maybe I got the same thing in the Gagano system, right? But over here, do it. I'm going to have the Hakalas of a top tone. The Omer of Tsure Mimats run up. Says the only way for Shimon to get into Reuven's property is for him to purposefully climb into the chatzer to check it out. That's the Tosafot Yiganov. The guy up here, he could jump over the edge a little bit and say, "Oh, I was just trying to measure my borders and I got too close and I fell." You can't fall up. You can only fall down. So you don't have any excuse. That's the kasha of the Gemara, says the Rimagash. Where'd it go? El Reuven and Mayim Zakuk B'Shimon. Why doesn't Reuven on top have to build a Nitfas Lo Kigana fence for Shimon? Nihila Arba Amos Ein Zakuk B'Shere Gagin Odir Kishugach Hezegriela. I understand that there's no Hezegriela from Reuven to Shimon, because he's in a chatzar and he's in a gag, and from chatzar to gag, there's no hezekriya. Elo mechita sar men zok l'reish, vako shem nitlos lo kiganov. But you don't have a way out of the nitlos lo kiganov from the chatzar to the gag, because maybe he'll pop down a little bit. And then he'll use an excuse that I was just checking out the boundaries. So that's the kash of the Gemara. According to Rabbi Nachman, who believes in building a mechitzas hasara because of nitfas alav kiganev, Reuven should have to build one. The Baal Chatzer have to build one. The Baal Gag. Kemoshi shlachus min gag to gag. The same way Rabbi Nachman required it between two gagim. And to that, the Gemara responds. Don't worry about it. All we meant was in Zakuklo to build a mechitzas dalet amos. But to build a mechitza of asar tfachim, that we were not saying that he doesn't have to. In Ein Hachanami, the Baal HaChatzer would have to build one. That's what the Rimagash says. Now what's the... Okay, so two different pshatim. Let's make sure the pshatim are clear. Two different pshatim. The Rimagash says that the Baal HaGag, in this case, owes nothing to the Baal HaChatzer. He probably has this Girsa of Ein Nizkakin love, that each one is not zakuk to the other one. Right? He owes him nothing. Why not? Because Nitvas Lokiganov is a natural wall. I Hezekriah. He's understanding that this gap is big enough, probably similar to what Donnie was saying before, at a minimum of Dalet Amos. Because if not, why is there no Hezekriah? Presumably, if you always need Dalet Amos, presumably he's saying that this wall would have to be Dalet Amos. And Reuven, towards Shimon, has no Hezekriah issues. Why? Because there's never Hezekriah from the Chatzer to the Gag, because the Gag isn't meant to be private. But he does have Nitvas Alav Kiganov. That's how the Rimagash reads the Gemara. Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi read the Gemara. No. It's Pasha that the Baal HaGag has to make sure that there's a Dalet Amos Mechitza here, and he's going to have to build one. If it's less, there's only a small gap here. The Chiddush is that there is a, according to Nachman, there's enough of a requirement of Nitvas of Gan, the Chatzer to the Gag, that the Baal Chatzer has to contribute towards the first 10 Tfachim of the Mechitza for Hezekriah that the Baal HaGag, that the Baal HaGag is building for the Baal Chatzer.
Who's
Again, according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Yonah, the person on the Gog has to build a mechitza of Dalet Amos. Because there's an obligation for Hezekiah. The Chiddush is, and the way of Nachman read it, is that the Baal HaChatzer has a minimal obligation towards the Baal HaGag of a Mechitza Zasara. It's subsumed. Didn't he already take care of it in the Mechitza of Dalet Amos? Yeah, he took care of it, but since they have a co-obligation on that little bit, the guy on top is going to have to contribute towards the payment of the wall for the Ten Tefachim. What's the weakness in the Rimagashit Pshat?
Is it written down to Dalamas?
Exactly. But what Rabbi Yonah was saying is that it's written Bistama. It's written Bistama. If it's written Bistama, what gives us the right to be a what gives us the right to assume that it has to be a certain height. What's the weakness? Why does the Rimagash not like the pshat of Rabbeinu Yonah? What is it that he doesn't like the pshat of the Rabbeinu Yonah?
He never talks about God building the Quran as well.
I think what he's bothered by is the other dig that the Rimagash made, which is that Rabbeinu Yonah assumed that the Braisa is written only from the perspective of the Elyon, and that Ein Zakuk Lo is the Elyon Tatachton. But that's also not so explicit, especially if you have the Gersa of Ein Nizkakin Lo, is that it sounds like nobody's obligated, and if there's no obligation, then nobody should have to do it. Nobody should have to do it. Oh. With all that, let's just try to finish up with the what is this idea of Nitva Salaf Kaganov? Who is obligated, meaning, think about it, right? The Baal HaChatzer, why is the Baal HaChatzer, this case actually helps such more, right? Because when we have the God case, and we say that you have to build one here, so you're not Nitzvah Salaf Kaganov. So who's obligated to build it? Meaning, am I obligated to build the Mechitza Zasara so that I don't appear to you like a Kaganov? Or are you obligated to build the Chat? Are you obligated to build it so that I don't appear like a Kaganov to you? Meaning, what kind of Chiyav is that? Who is the Chiyav on? So with Ora, it's clear from this case that the Chiyuv is on me, the Baal HaChatzer, to not give the appearance to you of me being a Ganav. Right? What kind of weird halacha is that? What kind of halacha is that? My Yitzhak Hara is so strong that I have to put something in place to steal from you? That I have to put something in place to stop me from jumping into your property? It's a very strange halacha. I understand if I want to put it up so that it'll be clear. If you come in, I know you came in as a ganav. But that's from this case, it's mavur that that's not the pshat. Right? The Baal HaGag can't get up here. But the Baal HaChatzer has an obligation to build. Again, we had it. Okay, the Maskona, he has to build the mechitza over here so that if he ends up coming over here, the Baal HaGag is going to know you're a ganav. And then the Baal HaChatzer has to pay for it. What kind of halacha is that? So there seem to be two different approaches. So the Evan Azal suggests that if I have no way of discerning if you are going to, when you're coming to my property, if you are a ganav or not a ganav, then I will not feel comfortable using my chatzer the same way. If I don't know that, again, if I know that if I find you in my chatzar, you couldn't have an excuse why you're there, then I am not going to use my chatzar in the same way. So your presence, again, it's a very similar svara to good, hezek ri'iyah. Right? One of the two tzadim that we had in hezek ri'iyah was that, oh, my looking in on you prevents you from using it, and that prevention is a type of hezek. So here also, the fact that I will not know if you come into my field, if you're a god or not, because you can make up an excuse why you're on my property, Hagufa is preventing me from being able to use my chatzar. And that prevention obligates you. You don't have to build Chitz Dalamos, but you have to build something that is bothering, that something which is prevented. If you learn like that, by the way, then the more that you lean towards a svara, this is parenthetical, if you don't get this, don't worry about it, but the more that you're leaning towards a svara of hezek ri'iyah, lav shmei hezek, then you're probably also not going to think that you have to build a machitza for an intimate slav kagan. Right, which we know is a machlok, as between Rav Nachman and Shmuel. But the more that you think, again, if the svara of hezek ri'iyah doesn't bother you, then the floor is not going to bother you here as well. That's the suggestion of the... That's the suggestion of the Evan Azel. But others suggest that it's really just a takana sashrinim. And the Chazal, is it a real hezek? It's hard to say that it's a real hezek. But Chazal understood, and this also fits in line with some of what we talked about when it comes to hezekiah. Chazal understood that there need to be certain boundaries that are clear when it comes to neighbors being able to live together. And if those boundaries aren't clear, then you're not going to have a successful communal life. And therefore, it's incumbent upon each person to make sure that he's not wandering in, or that the boundaries of where his property ends and where his neighbors begin is clear. And therefore, again, here's, you know, Shimon lucked out. He has a natural wall there which accomplishes it. But for Reuven, it doesn't. Again, then it's more of a takanat hashchinim. But again, either way, it's a fascinating finish, but it has ramifications for this halacha. So again, what we saw is, and what seemed like a simple gemara is actually a major machlokes just in the pshat between Rabbeinu Yonah and Rashi on the one hand, Reb Magash. The Yad Ramah seems to agree with the Reb Magash on the other hand. And again, it all brings up this new svar of Nitfas al Kaganov, which again, once we have this case of the Baal HaChatzar on top, and yet he has to build it, I think that becomes clear that it's not a mutual responsibility, but rather it could be even a responsibility just to one person. So why? So it'd be because of one of these two svaras. Either it's a form of Harfakas Nezikin and my obligations, or alternatively, it is because the Chazal just wanted to make sure that Shechinim would figure out how to live, be able to live together.